Hello, everyone. Tamara here with what I'm really excited about, another spotlight episode. This is where I highlight something innovative that an everyday innovator like you is doing to move the needle forward. Something that is working right now for them that you and I can do too. And let me just preface this by saying, especially if you're new to the podcast and kind of my work around human-centered innovation, there's a reason why we use the phrase everyday innovator and not disruptive innovator or change maker or some of those other ones. What we've really come to believe at Launch Street, what the science has actually proven to us and what we've seen in our experience time and time again, is that innovation is something we're actually all capable of. I not only believe it, I know it to be true. Like I said, the science and the experience behind it. And because of that, we over at Launch Street and the Everyday Innovators Tribe want to make sure that we're bringing to life stories from people like you and me so that you and I get real world examples that we can actually emulate and do. I don't know about you, but I'm a little tired of reading those magazines with these super disruptive innovators that, you know, had $1 billion and did something innovative. Well, of course they did. They had $1 billion. I'm not saying, you know, shame on them. Good for them. I think it's awesome what a lot of like, you know, disruptive innovators out there are doing. But there's 99% of us, the rest of us out there who, you know, we're in a lot of different roles. We're in project management, we're in sales, we're in marketing, we're in operations, we're in the healthcare field, we're in the library area, we are in consumer goods, we're all over the place. And innovation is just as accessible and just as powerful. We make just as much of an impact as those people we see on the cover of magazines. So if I sound a little bit passionate about this, it's because I am. I know that we all have the ability to innovate. The science and the experience shows us. And I want to stay true to that belief and unlocking that human potential in all of us. So these spotlights are all about everyday people like you and me who are leveraging that innovation that they have inside of them to move the needle in something that we could do too. So with that, let's talk about what I mean by questionable leadership. That's the title of this episode. It made me laugh when I put that together. I learned so much from the people in our Everyday Innovators Tribe, which if you haven't gone to our website, go to launchstreet.com, go check it out, because that is where those everyday people like you and me, that's where we gather. That's where they get innovation insights and a roadmap to unlock innovation. That's where we kind of dig into their styles and how to leverage it. That's where we have the ongoing tools and support. You need to be a rockstar innovator all the time. So go check it out. I learned so much from the people in that tribe. So I just want to share one nugget on leadership from someone in the Everyday Innovators Tribe community. And I want to share this because I know that this is the key to how he's built a team of high-performing innovators in the medical space. That's right. Not marketing, not R&D. This is a family practice. So we're talking about, you know, a group of doctors, nurses, what is it called? PAs, right? All of that, like where you'd go to get the flu shot if you're not feeling well, where you take your kids, like that kind of place, right? Just to be clear on what I mean by family practice. So what we're talking about here is office staff. Now, as you can imagine, the people in the office staff of a medical practice, they are dealing with a whole host of different types of people. They're dealing with technology. They're dealing with the ins and outs of just the healthcare industry in general. So they run into a lot of challenges, big and small, every single day. So the innovator, the everyday innovator that I want to introduce you to and that I want to share the tip from is a man named Jeff. Now, to be clear about Jeff, Jeff is the leader of this medical practice. And I just want to be clear, he's not a doctor. So I'm not talking about solving problems like helping another doctor figure out what rash he is. He has incredible medical staff for that. I'm talking about he's really has his eye on the operational, the logistics, right? The strategy of the business of owning a medical practice. And it would be really easy for him to give his staff answers to all the problems that they could present him with every single day, big and small. He could very easily do that. But as he told me once, he said, Tamara, if I do that, it might save me some time now, but they'll never develop the skills they need to solve other challenges later. And there are always other new challenges to solve. I thought that was so insightful. So Jeff, instead of giving answers, is actually quite known for answering a question with a question. Now, Jeff is in his everyday innovator style is inquisitive futuristic. So that means he actually innovates by the inquisitive side is about challenging assumptions, asking questions, pulling back layers of the onion, not assuming the things that we see on the surface. And his futuristic side is all about Tomorrowland. So he really can see how today's problems are going to impact tomorrow or become tomorrow's opportunities. And I think in this story I'm about to share with you and some of his examples, you'll really see how that inquisitive futuristic style comes into play. Because as I said, Jeff is known, his leadership style, for answering a question with a question. So let me give you some examples. So if someone new comes to him with a question like, how do I schedule this person given the time restrictions? Now, obviously, I'm kind of making or massaging the questions. You know, he can't share anything about any of the HIPAA rules, nor should he. So we're just kind of talking general here, but you get the point. So if someone comes to him and says, like, how do I schedule this person given the time restrictions or the scheduling software? His response isn't, oh, let me show you how it works. That would be my inclination, by the way, because I want to get to business. His response is, how do you think we might do that? How do you think we might do that? I've heard him say to people when asked, how does this work? His response is, well, how do you think it should work? By the way, there's a side benefit to that question he asked. How do you think it should work? There's innovation in that because sometimes how a person who doesn't know how a system works, how the processes work, how the initiative is supposed to go, when they actually answer that from the gut without the kind of handcuffs of knowledge, you actually sometimes find more innovative, more efficient, more productive ways to even do things. You find new ideas by tapping into someone's naive intelligence. Jeff really knows that. But again, when someone comes to him, he says, well, how do you think it should work? Isn't that brilliant? So, and my favorite question, my favorite of all of them is like, if someone comes to him and asks him, how do you solve a problem? He'll ask, well, what do you think is the first step you would take to solve that problem? Here's why I love that question so much. You probably already heard it. First of all, it makes solving a problem manageable. All he's asking them is, well, what's the first step you would take, right? And then from there, they can have a deeper conversation of how to kind of get to the finish line. I think oftentimes in our people, they get overwhelmed when there's a big challenge or problem in front of them. We all do, don't we? It's almost like we don't even know where to start. So if we can just kind of not worry so much about the forest through the trees or the top of the mountain and just focus on the start of the trail, we can actually get momentum and get moving and start to see the path ahead. So his question of, well, what do you think is the first step you would take to solve this, actually helps his people not just think it through, but actually take some action and make it manageable and get out of that space of overwhelm. Now, as you can probably tell, let me wrap it up for a second. The three questions that I've heard him and he has mentioned to me talk about is, right, well, the first one is, how do you think we might do that? The second one being, well, how do you think it should work? Remember, there's a little nugget of innovation in that naive intelligence. And then the third one, and my favorite being, well, what do you think is the first step you would take to solve that problem? By the way, you could use that too with, well, what do you think is the first step you take to go after that new market? What is the first step you think you should take to get buy-in from leadership? That question is gold right there. And Jeff, this everyday innovator who's an inquisitive futuristic, uses it to build a team of high-performing innovators. Now, Jeff is a teacher. That's his background. He actually taught math. So he brings some of these skills to the leadership table for sure, right? He wants people to really think through the how and the what, not just get to the answer. And his style of being inquisitive futuristic, as you can see, is very helpful in this case. And he's really worked to dial that up. But this is something that we can all do. And there's a couple really awesome benefits and outcomes of this questionable style of leadership. Number one is, what Jeff and I were talking about is, this kind of, not only did it help him build a culture of high-performing innovators who are really growing and strengthening their problem-solving skills. That was kind of the outcome he was really going for. He said it's also created a culture of curiosity, like that questions are okay to ask, that it's okay to challenge things, that it's okay to not know. And as you can imagine, that underlying foundation of curiosity always helps drive innovation. So the outcomes of this is, one is, he's growing and strengthening the problem-solving skills of his team. He's creating innovators. And the second part is, he's now got this culture of curiosity that really helps people connect, drive innovation. The third benefit of this that he's noticed is, there's a level of confidence in his team. They feel much more confident when challenging situations arrive, when those in-the-moment scenarios arrive where you've got to be quick on your feet. You know, I think you and I both know, you don't often see that with teams, right? If they've got a leader who steps in at every turn, chances are when something happens that they really do need to deal with, they're actually not mentally equipped to do it because they're not confident. Now, there's a fourth bonus that has come out of all of this for Jeff as well. And that's that not only does he have this team of high-performing innovators, but because he's constantly coming to them with an open mind and curiosity and answering their questions with a question, he actually finds nugget of innovation, of new ways to do things that he hadn't thought of before, because instead of forcing people into one lane of how things are done, he's really tapping into their minds and how they think they should solve the problem. And as he always says to me, look, sometimes I know the outcome I'm going for, but they have a better way to get there. Maybe they've thought of a way to manage scheduling or deal with the ringing phones or deal with like a problem that the patients constantly have over and over again in a way that he would have never thought of. So not only is his team high performing and you've got this culture of curiosity and level of confidence, but also it ignites his innovation as well. And that's where a lot of that inquisitive futuristic really comes in, because now his questions, that inquisitive side, he's innovating, then he can take those ideas and figure out how to turn them into tomorrow's solutions, which if you've ever gone to his medical practice, you know they are brilliant at. He's always looking to the future and how to serve his patients with high quality, but he's doing it through this questionable leadership. I love that phrase, by the way, questionable leadership. So good. All right. So I hope you wrote down the questions that Jeff asks so that you can lead your team into being high-performing innovators as well. All right. That was today's spotlight. With that, Tamara out.